Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us today, the 11th day of August, 2008. We have several important guests lined up for you today that I will tell you about after the break. For now, defiant Putin accuses U.S. of helping Georgia as fighting escalates amid fears of Georgian invasion. Now, mainstream Israeli newspapers are reporting and bragging that Israeli forces have been involved in the entire arming, training, and sneak attack on Russian forces Thursday night into Friday morning. The average American that I talk to or I hear on talk radio or the majority of the news stories I see in print frame it as if Russia premeditatedly, out of a clear blue sky, attacked Georgia. Now, I'm not even taking sides in all of this, but the insulting nature of how the media, they may start coming on the news and saying the sky is red and water is black and, you know, birds don't fly, but pigs do. I mean, they treat us like we're so stupid. And you know what? We are. It works like a charm. I have been in four or five convenience stores in the last few days, restaurants, in newsrooms of a radio station. I have been all over the place, and I asked people, well, I was in a TV news studio last night, and I asked them, I say, what do you think happened with Russia? And they said, oh, yeah, Russia's attacked Georgia. I mean, it's just even people in news don't know. And that's why we are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You know, I joked around about it Friday, but sure enough, it's in blogs, news stories. People on the street think that Russia has attacked the U.S., the state of Georgia, in the southern United States. It's sometimes the ignorance, the mindlessness, the lack of connection to reality of the general public, and the self-satisfied smirks on their faces while they waddle around like Miss South Carolina, not even knowing what country she's in. This is why we're so enslaved. Because the establishment knows they've had 100 years to brainwash and brain damage and dumb down the public with chemicals and biologicals and the schooling that we are a very dangerous nation. We are a nation of mental retards with a criminal elite of pedophiles with nuclear weapons. Can you imagine a science fiction nightmare novel where there is an imperial government with degenerate pot-bellied pedophiles running giant military forces and nuclear weapons with a retarded population as their servants? Well, you have just described the United States there. Now, does that mean there aren't 50 million, 60 million awake, intelligent, smart people out of 300 million? No, there's certainly good people in this country. But we have really, I don't want to get off into a rant about it. It's just so incredible to me. It hits me like a ton of bricks to know that we really are the dumbest, most ignorant people on earth, the most self-satisfied, arrogant, lazy, entitled buffoons. Buffoons.
How dare Russia attack for no reason? How dare it be disproportionate? How dare them? Georgia didn't do anything. They just snuck attack with thousands of troops and hundreds of tanks and jets and blew up an entire city and of 70,000 people. And
the numbers of dead are more like 5,000 now. And then our media spins it and says 5,000 dead in Georgia, thousands dead in Georgia as Russia attacks. People say, how dare those Russians? No, no, no. See, that's the spin. It's Ossetia, and they weren't killed by the Russians. But hey, when you got a lobotomized, drooling idiot public, Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, you can see, I think, the most complete coverage anywhere from the most sources from different angles that you will find anywhere on the Internet or on TV or radio. It's all available, video, audio, radio, text, French news, British news, Georgian news, Russian news, and, of course, U.S. news, which is like Disneyland for lobotomized rhesus monkeys. And so the BBC, by the way, is just as bad, just engaging in lying, deception, wordsmithing. Even though I know the Global Crime Syndicate is completely wicked, it still amazes me what they get away with. It just absolutely amazes me. So we'll be going over a lot of that today. We've got Amy Allen, who, of course, has got some hit songs out there, one of them about Ron Paul. She's going to be at the Rally for the Republic coming up in early September, early next month. She'll be popping in for a 30-minute visit with us in the next hour. Professor Michael Chasadosky, expert on the Caucasus and Russia, and he's been talking about the U.S. planning to attack Russia through Georgia for the last few years. He's going to be joining us coming up in the third hour today. And I'm also working on getting Lindsey Williams on today or tomorrow, because he talked about the U.S. trying to start a war with Russia. And he said that's what his oil company executive sources told him, and that oil prices would begin plunging in the next few months. And we've seen what has happened there. So very, very interesting lining him up for the show as well. I do want to open the phones up and give you a chance to talk about really any subject you'd like, but I would imagine that you would want to discuss what's developing in the Caucasus in northern Georgia on the border with Russia. 1-800-259-9231. Also, the best reportage we've seen, the most accurate from the integrated news we've been tracking and putting together, is the Russian television. And among them is their English-speaking Russia Today, which is their international media arm, similar to the U.S. and CNN. It's in English. And I have to say, everything they're reporting is accurate. It's amazing. They are being honest. They are being accurate. They are saying exactly what they're doing and what they intend. Am I saying that Putin isn't corrupt or that Russia doesn't do bad things? No. In fact, we've been critical of Russia. Most governments are evil and corrupt. But Russian media is telling the truth. Meanwhile, our media is engaging in almost universal lying and twisting and spinning. It's just so incredible to know that the criminals running our government launched 9/11, to know it comes out in mainstream news on MSNBC and the New Yorker magazine and everywhere else that Dick Cheney wanted to stage terror attacks just a few months ago, creating fake Iranian patrol boats and having Navy SEALs attack U.S. ships in the Strait of Hormuz, blaming it on Iran, and it hardly, you know, we push it here, it comes out in a few mainstream outlets, and that's it. It's just so incredible to know that now the crooks running our government have premeditatedly armed Georgia, whose military budget has gone up 30 times what it was just 5 years ago. 30 times, according to Jane's Weapons Quarterly, according to CIA Fact Book and other groups that look at that, 30 times what it was just 5 years ago, and U.S. advisors, Israelis, attack, sneak attack a Russian province of Ossetia, destroy a city of 70,000 people, conservatively now, the numbers are 5,000 dead, but just whole buildings buried, just a midnight sneak attack. And the average American is bumbling around. If they're even aware this is going on, they're going, them darn Russians. I've heard them. I hope they blow the hell out of them Russians. And they can't even find Russia on a map. And it's just disgusting. Oh, my God. It's so embarrassing. And it just means it's just going to get worse. I mean, we've got a lunatic government that's so arrogant, and it's got so many super weapons that they're saying, hey, let's have a nuclear war, Russia. That's what the neocons say in the PNAC document. That's what William Crystal and Fife and the rest of them say is, well, we got more nukes and we got better weapons, so a nuclear war is desirable. Well, these little bastards, they get to jump in the underground railway facilities that are all the major cities, and they get to go out to the different bunkers for 5,000 and 10,000 and 20,000 people the government admits they have, where they can live underground for decades with nuclear power and everything else. We don't get that. But you've got these jackasses that are on power trips, and they just don't know when to stop. And they've got a supine, servile, drunk on entertainment and drugs population who literally suck their thumbs when they wake up in the morning, suck their thumbs after breakfast, suck them all day watching sports and entertainment and infotainment and the soap operas, and are just, it's unbelievable. And let me just tell you something, yuppies. You think it's funny to giggle and smirk and laugh and buy into lies and say so what and have an arrogant so what attitude. I've run into people saying, so what if we attack Russia? Good, I want the oil. Good, I want the gas. I want lower prices. Don't you understand? Yeah, I was at the radio station yesterday, and one of the people there was telling me this very arrogantly in the hallway, going, whatever, Alex, I'm hearing your show. So what if we attacked him? So what? We need that gas. We need that oil. And I said, oh, just like we don't get any of the oil out of Alaska. It all goes to Asia. Don't you get it? You're not part of the elite. Get it through your brain. See, the average American is evil. And so they go, good, steal the oil. Attack Russia to get that pipeline. Oh, yes, oh. But don't you understand? People running our country will attack Russia for oil and gas over a pipeline going into Turkey. That's what this is all about. Even the Times of London is admitting it. Don't you understand? They'll attack you. They'll destroy your dollar. They'll destroy your pension funds. They'll tax you into oblivion. They'll CPS your kids. Don't you get that? You're not part of the establishment. Can't you get that through your malfunctioning brain? If they'll attack a country with 20,000 nukes and a 500,000-man army alone, with 500-and-something bombers and 1,000-something fighter jets and all the rest of it, what are they going to do to you, little man? What are they going to do to you? Haven't you figured that out yet? That when you allow great tyranny to rise and stomp on countries and kill 1.2 million Iraqis, and when you allow all of this stuff to unfold, that you are inviting destruction of yourself? That you're not safe? That none of us are safe? Here's the news. Defiant Putin accuses U.S. of helping Georgia as fighting escalates amid fears of ground invasion. Fears of ground invasion, this is London reports. What do you mean? The Russians are now moving into central Georgia. Why? Because the Georgians are remassing, and General Petraeus announced yesterday they're going to fly in 2,000 Georgian troops right into the front lines to, quote, engage the Russians. And now those aircraft are being loaded up. I wonder if the Russians are going to blow those out of the air with Hind helicopters. Because the Russians are saying anybody that reinforces the Georgian military that's still attacking us is going to be shot at. But see, our military is so drunk on picking on the Arabs that can't shoot straight and don't have any logistics that they're so drunk on 1.2 million blood, you know, painting skulls on their tanks playing heavy metal music, that maybe they want to go ahead and go up against the Russians. So they can shoot a couple of tactical nukes in there and have a nice little nuclear war. How's that sound? Yeah, you'll be able to act real tough, won't you, good old boys? Defiant Putin accused U.S. of helping Georgia as fighting escalates amid fears of ground invasion. Great article by Paul Watson up on PrisonPlanet.com. Civilian genocide, dead Americans, the cost of the U.S.-Russian proxy war. You want to find one article that basically gives it all to you? This is the one. Swarms of Russian jets bombed Georgian targets all over the country, sinking Georgian ships that were trying to launch missile attacks on Russian ships. Petraeus, U.S. is flying Georgian troops into battle zone. Times of London just mentioned that. Former Georgian foreign minister, many Americans in Georgia training military. Cheney threatens Russia over Georgia and says that there will be a response and must not go unanswered. So here come the U.S. C-130s with more Georgian troops out of Iraq. And while they tell the Russians, stand down, this is not an assault. See, that works on the American people when they're CPSing your kids or dragging your kid off for drugs they shipped in. Or they say, oh, it's all, everything's going to be all right, stand down. You know, they tell everybody, oh, stand down, we're not going to attack you. Then they attack you. What they always do, but the Russians aren't buying it. Cheney's threatening everybody. Again, Russia sinks a Georgian ship trying to attack Russian Navy ships, Jerusalem Post. Kurt Nemo wrote a great story, mass murderers in South Ossetia. Israelis should be proud of themselves. Multiple mainstream Israeli publications are reporting, like Ynet News is not ashamed of the role Israel's playing in arming and training Georgia's ministry. In fact, according to Ari Gazoi, Israel is involved with Georgia specifically to gear its military for a confrontation with Russia. And the head of the defense ministry in Georgia is a Israeli citizen and former Mossad boss. That's right.
everybody's attention, please. I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you,
if
we stop asking questions, is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
They don't want to see us unite. All they want us to do is keep on fussing and fighting. They don't want to see us live together.
That's why they launched a sneak attack on Russia.
All they want us to do is keep on killing one another. Stop ranking. Stop ranking. Are you skeleton? Are you skeleton? Oh, stop ranking. Oh, did you mean what you said?
Let me love
the sisterly love.
Yeah, I feel this morning.
I feel this morning.
For the Ossetians, the Georgians. Being played off against each other by the New World Order. No, they want the great game. My favorite Bob Marley song. Let me put it out there very clearly, succinctly, the facts. Thursday night on the eve of the Olympics, into Friday morning, massive attack on scores of towns in the major city in Ossetia, destroying almost every building in the city, leveling them, bombing them, fighter bombers strafing, helicopters attacking. More than 100 tanks, more than 200 armored vehicles, close to 10,000 troops, the Georgian military backed up by Israeli and U.S. special forces, mercenaries, of course, tankers out of Ukraine, that's been confirmed, just absolute sneak attack, trying to slaughter the Russian population so that they will never basically come back. So they'll leave into Russia and never come back. And they would go in house to house with the families hiding in their cellars. They would go in, hear the children and women inside, throw a hand grenade in. That's right. Targeting them for genocide, that is exactly what it is, a huge sneak attack. Imagine, that'd be like people in Austin, Texas, or say Oklahoma City, sleeping in their beds, and suddenly a military from three sides attacks you, starts bombing your city, bombing the hospitals, bombing the TV station, the radio stations, bombing the government buildings, bombing the police stations, bombing the Russian military base, rolling in, taking the city, going house to house, slaughtering everyone. And then, boom, comes out on the news at about 11 a.m. Central, more than 12 hours into the attack. Headline, Georgian president says Russia attacking. And Americans around the water cooler, them Russians, I'm just sick of them. I love George Bush, oh gosh. And that's exactly what's going on. Just absolutely disgusting. And then BBC has headlines like, thousands of civilians dead in Georgia after Russian attack. Then you read in the bottom of the BBC articles, we've got stories analyzing this up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. It'll mention, oh, they're South Ossetians killed by the Georgians. Now, I have to say, the Statesman actually got it right here in Austin. First paragraph in the article said, sneak attack by the Georgians. Imagine, the U.S. and Israel sneak attack Russia, and then the media engages in a mass hoax. I know I keep repeating myself, it's just so incredible. The days we live in. This is unprecedented. And now the war is widening, just as we said it could. God help us. This could get serious. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with your calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. A couple program notes, then I'm going to get to your phone calls. In fact, John, I keep forgetting to get those. Will you IM them to me, please? I have some audio clips I want to play from Russia Today, which, according to all the evidence we have, are the most accurate news reports out there. But just recapping what's happened, the United States and Israel, through the proxy state of Georgia with Israeli mercenaries, U.S. mercenaries, and Ukrainian mercenaries, also U.S. troops by the thousands have been there training with them, Marines and Army, but we don't know if they're involved in the frontline assaults. But you have this multinational force, basically NATO, expanding into Eastern Europe and Central Asia. This is right above Turkey. They're in the Black Sea, trying to link up with the controlled areas they have in Iraq. To make it very simple, a long story short, the United States, Israel, and NATO have premeditatedly attacked a Russian enclave and Russian forces that have peacefully been living with the other Georgians, who had always been part of Russia, but was taken after the fall of the Soviet Union. And there were some areas the Soviets took that weren't under their control previously, like Eastern Germany, like Poland, many other areas they had no business being in. Georgia's always been part of Russia for hundreds and hundreds of years, but I digress. The point here is there has been a premeditated sneak attack on Russia, killing thousands of civilians in an attempt at genocide to clear out Ossetia. They also had tried to attack another, quote, breakaway republic that has been under the control of the Russians since they, quote, lost control in 91. They were back in control in 93 as part of a UN agreement in a demilitarized zone. This was a out-of-the-blue sneak attack. The Russians had seen the buildup in the last few weeks and were asking the U.S. why they were building up forces, why the Georgians were building up on the border. So the Russians had moved forces up to their border with Georgia so that when the sneak attack took place, they were able to go in and repulse the attack. The entire time the Georgian forces were slaughtering everyone in Ossetia, they were squeaking and squawking about how dare the Russians shoot back at us. They should just basically take their body armor and walk out on the street and let us kill them. And the women and children should just line up and let us kill them. Oh, those dirty Russians. And then they continued to attack for the last 2 days as the Russians pushed them out of the city. Even Saturday night, the Georgians were lying and saying they still controlled Ossetia and that they defeated the Russians while simultaneously calling for ceasefires and saying they weren't shooting at Russians, even though there was all the live news footage coming out of them with their rocket-propelled self-propelled missile batteries and tanks still firing at the Russians. But they know the audience they're playing to, a complete dumbed-down Western Europe and U.S. They then tried to engage Russian ships in the Black Sea. The Russians have been firing back at them. The Russians have been going in and now attacking Georgian military bases that are supplying the Georgian military that is still engaging them. They've also been basically hunting, seeking, destroying the different Georgian forces as they regroup for counterassaults on the Russians' repulsion attacks that they launched, trying to repel and successfully repelling the U.S.-backed, Israeli-backed Georgian forces. But the bigger issue here is that there are U.S. mercenaries, Ukrainian mercenaries, and Israeli mercenaries involved in all of this. Israel's Ynet News is not ashamed of the role Israel plays in arming and training Georgia's military. In fact, according to Ari Egozai, Israel is involved with Georgian specifically to gear its military up for confrontation with Russia. For the past 7 years, Israeli companies have been helping Georgian army to prepare for war against Russia. That's the Israeli newspaper. Through arms deals, training and infantry units, and security advice. It sure helps that Georgia's defense minister, David Kurzavashvili, is a former Israeli who is fluent in Hebrew and worked with Israel. That's right, the head of their military is an Israeli. His door was always open to the Israelis, who came and offered his country arms systems made in Israel, a source told Ynet News. Compared to countries in Eastern Europe, the deals in this country were conducted fast, mainly due to the defense minister's personal involvement. So, see, Israel is in such control of Georgia that the head of their military is an Israeli former Israeli, no such thing, and is their head defense minister. Some of the military hardware sold to Georgia includes remote piloted vehicles, automatic turrets for armored vehicles, anti-aircraft systems, communication systems, shells, and rockets. According to Israeli sources, former Israeli Brigadier General Gal Hirsch gave the Georgian Army advice on the establishment of elite units such as the Saret Matakal and on retirement and gave various and on rearmament and gave various courses in the field of combat intelligence, fighting in built-up areas so they could run a sneak attack on a civilian city. Saret Matakal is the main special forces unit in the Israeli Defense Force, molded after the British SAS and specializes in counterterrorism, deep reconnaissance, and intelligence gathering. Oh, counterterrorism, attacking South Ossetia civilians in a bloody sneak attack. This is incredible. I mean, what is Israel doing? What is the United States doing? What is the problem here? Why does the U.S. and Israel have to be the bad guys? I'm an American. I'm tired of my name being drugged through the mud, my country's name. This is disgusting. And it's all part of a larger plan, ladies and gentlemen. It's all part of this New World Order system. John, I'm going to close my IM so you can send me those calls again, okay? Because they're not coming through with the calls. Oh, it never ends. Mass murder in South Ossetia. Israelis should be proud of themselves. Again, Kurt Nemo's article just quotes Israeli newspapers. Ari Egozai writes that Israel's foreign ministry worried about angering Russia with such military sales, but Georgian minister Temer Yakubazvali said the Israelis should be proud of themselves for the Israeli training and education received by the Georgian soldiers. Yakubazvali is a Jew, so their foreign minister is Israeli too. This is incredible, folks. Their defense minister and their foreign minister, and is fluent in Hebrew. This is reading from the Israeli newspaper. We are now in a fight against the great Russia, he said, and our hope is to receive assistance from the White House because Georgia cannot survive on its own. It is important that the entire world understands what is happening in Georgia now will affect the entire world order. It is not just Georgia's business, but the entire world's business. You know, what's going on here? More and more it appears, not only, and again, it doesn't appear, it's a fact, there was over 1,000 Marines, hundreds of Army Special Forces, they admit Marines and Army Special Forces are currently there, training them, advising them, not only increasing their military size in the last 5 years by 30-fold, the U.S. has heavily been in there for the last 10 years, but really accelerated the last 5 years, the Israelis for the last 7. It appears that Israel, though, is the dominant force in launching this through their control of large sectors of the Georgian government. And basically leading the United States around by the nose. We know Israel wants control of the Middle East, and for all intents and purposes, Georgia is in the Middle East. I mean, it's right on the border of it, right above Turkey, right on the Black Sea. And then it borders some of the Kurdish areas, it borders some of the stands, and Armenia. And if I sound like I'm at a loss for words, it shows incredible bravado, chutzpah, arrogance, just incredibly self-confident to have the United States and Israel arm Georgia to the teeth and have them sneak attack and mass murder towns and cities, and engage in classic genocide, going house to house, throwing hand grenades in on families, and then to have Israel involved in all of this, it's out of control. It is completely and totally out of control. And they are trying to start World War III, and now the Russians have poured in, and of course they're not stopping. They have to destroy the Georgian military, because they're going to continue to launch sneak attacks on the Russian border. I mean, what would the United States do if a country, say Canada, attacked, let's say, Buffalo, New York, right across the water from Canada, and killed at least 5,000 people now? That's the newest numbers coming out. Just a sneak attack. Went into Buffalo, went into Rochester, went house to house, killing families, shooting women and children, video of them running over children in the streets, just hunting down and killing ethnic Russians. Same thing they used the Muslims to do in the late 90s against the Serbs, and when the Serbs fought back, there were counterattacks launched against them, and the media said, how dare Serbia attack the innocent Kosovans? And then you have Israel bragging that they have 1,000 mercenaries, former Israeli military. That's all these mercenary groups are. Blackwater and the rest of them, they are just government operations, folks. But the governments then get plausible deniability. I mean, this is even more, that's why they had Delta Force, was because it was separate from the Pentagon and under executive National Security Council control. Well, now it's just, they just command Blackwater, and they can use guys from death squads in Latin America, South Africans, Americans, British, Israelis. But now it's just big Israeli Merc groups, which are just surrogates for the Israeli and U.S. government, in there running a vicious terrorist sneak attack. And the average American's been taught now, oh, yo, we sneak attack people. That's what the good guys do. The good guys sneak attack and murder men, women, and children. And then the same schmucks who are hailing all of this on talk radio, saying, yeah, okay, we did hit the Russians, it's good, they think the government's not going to hurt them. This is lawless. This is completely wicked. This is truly the United States being the bad guys. I mean, it's not enough that we attacked Iraq when it had nothing to do with 9/11. Killed 1,200,000 people so far, but then shriek in horror as Russia defends itself from an attack. And I'm no fan of the corrupt Russian government. I mean, but when they're the good guys, when our government is so evil and Israel is so evil that the Russians are the good guys, it just flabbergasts me. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. You can go read the Israeli papers. Meanwhile, Dick Cheney is threatening Russia. We're going to get to that later. We have some newscast clips we're going to play later. I'm going to move quickly through your calls. John in Texas, you're on the air.
How's it going?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I would just like to point out that Americans need to confront the propaganda media machines, either by calling them, writing them. They need to confront their elected officials, and they need to tell them that we do not want to get involved in entangling alliances.
Well, this isn't an entangling alliance. That's bad enough. This is a sneak attack on civilians in the Russian military. This is a dastardly war crime. I mean, it's one thing when crimes get committed once a war starts, but or to have two militaries lined up and they start shooting. But to have a midnight sneak attack on civilian centers and run around killing police stations full of police, I mean, this is incredible. This is an absolute worst thing you can do in war is a premeditated sneak attack.
Well, look, I don't know what the facts are in the as far as all of the media reports.
No, it's admitted. No, I mean, they admit at the bottom of all the reports that the U.S.-backed Georgians ran a premeditated sneak attack.
Okay. Well, what if you're saying it's true, then Americans need to unite, come together, and with one voice tell the media and tell their elected officials that we are not going to get involved, because you realize that if we got involved in this conflict, that the draft, in my opinion, would be obviously started, and we would get drafted off to go fight in this, war with an entangling alliance.
No, exactly. And John McCain has said that if there's a wider war in the Middle East into Russia, he won't come up with a draft.
Oh yeah. Well, he's also asking for diplomatic pressure on Russia right now, and that's ridiculous. Diplomatic pressure needs to be put on Georgia, if what you're saying is true, I mean, this is...
Well, let me let you go. Let me let you go, John. You know, John, you're a smart guy, and you know they want a draft, but, I mean, why are you believing me? This is pretty stunning that you're a listener of this show and you don't know. I'm not mad at you, but we all need to go verify this. Go read, just type Georgian conflict timeline. I mean, even the BBC and the AP and others that are twisting deeper in their stories admit how this all started. Okay, U.S. and Israeli-backed Georgian troops launched a sneak attack Thursday night into Friday night against Georgia, against North Georgia, South Ossetia. Okay, and they attacked Russian military bases, peacekeeping bases, police stations. Then they took the city. Russian forces and Ossetia police were pinned down in their police stations and military bases, which weren't heavily armed. They were just peacekeeping stations since the agreement in 1993, where they've been peacefully. These were formerly part of Russia. These were almost purely Russian enclaves, where in the 1991-92, the Georgian military again attacked and tried to commit genocide against ethnic Russians. So the Russians came in, the UN came in, they set up enclave areas so that the Georgians couldn't kill them. Well, the Georgians, backed by the U.S. and Israel, launched a sneak attack Thursday into Friday morning. Okay, I'm giving you the facts here. The Russians had to move into these towns and cities to get to save the police and military that were pinned down. The Georgians busied themselves in killing the unarmed civilians while the military was pinned down. Being cowards, they didn't want to fully engage the Russian military. They sat back miles away launching rockets at them, heavy rockets. Now the Russians have poured in and are kicking the butts of the Georgians and the U.S. and the Israelis and are pushing them back. Now, they do mean to suck us into a war.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother.
Make no mistake.
There's far too many of you die.
The U.S. and Israel, as well as NATO, who are running this attack on Russia, think that they're going to win either way. Because if Russia would have backed off, as they did when they handed Kosovo over to the Muslims, as they did in 79, 6 months before Russia invaded Afghanistan, they funded the Mujahideen to attack Russian outpost again on the border with Afghanistan. That's in the history books, but the average American thinks the Russians just attacked Afghanistan out of nowhere. And it's just because they watch Rambo, folks. They just believe bull. They really think Hulk Hogan and the Iron Sheik really had a fight. They think wrestling's real. I mean, I've had to come to grips with the average American is basically like a wrestling fan. They think Hulk Hogan's real. They think all of this stuff is real. And you just can't help them, and you're never going to be able to help them, and we're going to be enslaved. Unless the minority of us that can still think somehow get involved. But I said I'd take your calls. I'm all over the map here. It's just so amazing that this is unfolding. But Russia may have backed off, but they didn't. But that's not a miscalculation. The neocons knew that either that would happen or Russia would pour in and then they could lie in the media to the dumbbells and start the Cold War back over again. And that's basically what they're doing. And then say, oh, my God, look at this big crisis. And then if they want to attack Iran, Russia will be diverted by what's happening there. Josh in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's almost like you're a conspiracy theorist for saying Georgia attacked Russia. But anyway, the Georgian president was on Wolf Blitzer on yesterday.
Calling for a new world order?
Yeah, and there's no video of it, but I went to transcript.
No, we have it. We have it. We're going to play it later.
Okay, yeah.
But the New World Order doesn't exist, though.
Yeah, well, that's what they tell you. I mean, I'm 22. I live in South Florida, so it's really crazy to talk to people my age about this stuff. It's all about the nightlife, and it's crazy. It's really depressing. He also goes on to say that they shot down like 20 planes and that their military is doing great. And like, how does that happen? You know, it had to be United States influence. But that's the only comment I had.
Yeah, they've got powerful surface-to-air missiles. But it doesn't matter. The Russians will just roll in. They've got superior force and chew up the U.S., Israeli, and Georgian forces. So when you talk to your friends about that, do they buy the official lie that Russia just attacked out of the clear blue sky?
Well, most of the people I talk to, but I mean, I've had the same group of people I've known for like 10 years. So, I mean, I've made that my number one priority. In 2002, I woke up, and basically my goal is to wake up the people who I'm closest with and my family and stuff, and I've done a pretty good job with that, but it's just crazy to see how the masses flock towards, you know, such garbage that's out there. But that was my only comment. Him calling for the world order twice and saying that there's a bigger thing involved. It's pretty scary.
Well, we've got coming up at the 8 after for about 30 minutes. Amy Allen, great musical artist who's fighting the new world order. Coming on for about 25, 30 minutes, but then I'm going to continue with your calls. We're going to take some right now and a bunch of audio clips from the conflict, and that is among them. Thank you for the call.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now.